The first neighborhood the streetcar rolls through is the Central Business District, or CBD. It's much more a destination for business travelers than folks who are here for pleasure, and at a glance, it looks like a pretty typical American downtown. 1980s skyscrapers, convention center, Starbucks, Brooks Brothers. But these all work as monuments to the neighborhood's history. This was the first area where Americans came to live after the Louisiana Purchase, and they came here for opportunity. As the country's main port, New Orleans presented business opportunities in shipping, and there was also trade in the goods being shipped, sugar from the lower part of the river, cotton from further up. And these were labor-intensive crops, so the slave trade was also booming. The classic picture of an American frontiersman is a working, maybe middle-class man, maybe single, maybe with a family, escaping the class constrictions of his home for the promise of a land grant from the U.S. government to farm. Here, the new arrivals were often already well off and looking to become more so. They had the resources and the will to transform this place suddenly, and sometimes it had jarring effects. The first major permanent building constructed here was a theater, and to get to it, you'd hike on planks laid through the mud along a path lined with a super modern gas lighting system. You'd arrive at a splendid Greek Revival building with nothing else in sight but a few warehouses and residences, still rural enough to hear the croaking of the alligators in the swamp nearby. And inside, you'd hear a world-class opera company perform the latest from Europe. One particular building to note, on the right, three blocks in, just past the intersection with Union Street, there's a building that says United Fruit Company on the front. The company isn't here anymore, but we'll come back to them and the New Orleans fruit industry later. Not long after that, on the same side, is a huge white building, the corporate headquarters of Shell Oil. Just past that is the first major intersection with Poydras Street. If you look right as you cross Poydras, you may glimpse the edge of the Louisiana Superdome, home of the New Orleans Saints football team. The next track is meant to start as the streetcar is crossing Poydras.